This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Lots more to talk about on the aforementioned busy, busy week. Here to do that with us are Catherine Rampell from The Washington Post, Felix Salmon from Reuters, rather from Fusion. He used to be at Reuters. He's at Fusion now. Sorry, guys. Felix, you get to go first then. First of all, how are you both? Sorry about that. How are you both?
I'm happy rainbows. How are you, Kai?
Happy rainbows. That's right. We'll get there in a bit. So, Felix, give me a macroeconomic gut check, if you would. GDP came out this week, a revision to the first quarter. It was down, but not as far down as we thought. Consumer spending is up. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I feel like there was lots of weird weather in the first quarter. You can't really extrapolate too much. And although I didn't like that figure, this figure's better. We're moving in the right direction. Maybe. I'm not worried.
Catherine?
Yeah, I feel kind of the same way. Job growth has been pretty strong. The projections for next week, then the upcoming jobs report are like 200,000. So seems pretty good.
All right. That, which is exactly
more, as more would be better.
Well, you know. always, right? I mean, well, in jobs anyway. All right. So, Catherine, through the miracle of modern journalism, you have a piece in the paper online, Dateline Athens, yet you are here with us. You're just back, right?
Yeah, I came back a couple
days ago. Okay, so we're going to have Stephen Beer from Athens in a little while. I want a reality check on what you think is going to happen based on your experiences on the ground.
You know, there was honestly a little less panic, at least that was visible to a foreigner than I had expected. But I think it's kind of this slow rundown exhaustion is more of what I felt while I was there. I mean, if you look at the numbers, people have been pulling their money out of banks for a couple of years now. They're down like 45. Bank deposits are down like 45% since their peak in 2009. So, you know, there's been a lot of drama this past week and last few months, but I think people are just kind of sick of it at this point.
Felix, I saw a tweet earlier this week that said, I can't understand why there's a single dollar left or a single euro left in any Greek bank account.
It's true. They've had more than enough time to take their money out. But the fact is that it's not up to the Greeks, and whether they take their money out or not is really not something the Euro group cares about. It's these European finance ministers who can't agree on anything, who keep on setting deadlines and then watching those deadlines whoosh past.
Yeah.
And I think the Greeks and most of the Europeans and everyone else is just fed up at this point. They just want some kind of resolution. And frankly, with the number of years that Greece has been in this horrible depression, any kind of an end to that would have to be better than what they have right now.
I think it's going to be some sort of restructuring or default. It's just inevitable at this point.
Seriously?
If you just,
they can't pay back $150 billion of debt.
To quote you, Catherine, and you were even talking about a smaller amount. You in the paper, there's no way in Hades they'll be able to pay.
No, I mean, they're supposed to pay what, like 1.6 billion euros back next week?
Right.
And they can't make that. There's no way they can make that without another loan. But then in July, they have like 7 billion. And then in August, another 6 billion. And in September, another 6 billion. So, I mean, if they can't make this by comparison tiny amount next week, there's just no way.
All right. So Fisher cut bait here, and then we got to move on. Catherine, do they stay in the Eurozone or do they leave?
That's a good question.
Yes, I
think they want to stay.
But whether they end up staying, I don't know.
Felix,
you're bolder. You're typically bolder. Go ahead.
I'm bolder, but I think ultimately the Europeans are going to be so afraid of the political implications of letting Greece go, they're going to find a way to let them stay.
I mean, they can default without leaving the euro, too.
Yes, but no.
Come on.
Yes, they can.
Yes, they will.
How's that going to happen?
They'll just restructure. The Europeans will let them restructure their debt. End of story.
And then we've gone through, what, 5 years of all of this Sturm und Drang, not to throw a German phrase in here, which nobody needs, and it will end up with, they're going to restructure. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, they've already done it once. They did it in 2012. They can do it again.
Yeah, I mean, there's just no other way that the math can work out without writing down some of that debt.
I can't even handle this anymore. We got to go. Catherine Rampell from The Washington Post and Felix Salmon. He's from Fusion, not Reuters. I apologize. Thanks, you guys. Have yourselves a good weekend.
Thanks,
Guy.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Interestingly enough, given the week in news, not all that much going on Wall Street today. Details, numbers, you know the drill.